Oh dear.
I'm sorry, we've been laughing at the pomposity of chocolate reviews. I'm just finishing the Snickers review. Overall, this bar is easily on a level with the best I've tasted whilst on the chocolate mission. As I have described above, each flavour of the bar is delivered expertly. And the different elements work together in both taste and texture to deliver an ultimately tasty and fulfilling experience. I don't expect many bars to reach the level of this bar. Cracking stuff. The king of bars. Oh, the Snickers.
Get an award for the way he's written.
Now, Thomas thinks the writer of this is is a homosexual man. What else do we know about him?
He goes to the gym like every day.
He goes to the gym every day because, well, he'd have to if he eats all these things. Oh, hang on, we've got some comments. Colin said, good review. I personally would have gave it an extra 0.1. He's made the effort to write in. Because he was 0.1 short. Good review. I personally would have gave it an extra 0.1 scoring to put it top, as I think it outclasses their caramel variants of Galaxy and Dairy. But that's just me. Keep the good work up on the excellent site. Jim's Chocolate Mission said, thanks, Colin. It's Jim. You're right, Jim. Jim. He goes to the gym. Thanks, Colin. I literally just input what I believe the bar should score for each criteria and see what it comes out with. That's an amazing system. Oh, the Snickers is a great bar, no doubt, and I doubt many are going to come near it. I hope you keep reading.
With our family, you've got to understand that we're really full of innuendos,
yes,
and stuff like that. So if you're wondering why those two are laughing so much.
Sibel said,
Sibel
said, it's kind of funny how the UK version is 62.5 grams and the US one is 58.7, only 280 calories. I can barely finish one, so I prefer the snack size, but definitely one of the best candy bars of all time.
They actually make smaller ones in the States.
Yeah, but now the English one's gone down. Oh no, Stu said, I recently split with my girlfriend and have ended up staying at my parents' house. Sad, eh? But near Mum and Dad's house, there is a fish and chip shop that has the good sense to deep-fry chocolate products. Now, you may have read my rants about the glory of a deep-fried Mars bar, but what about the Snickers? Not so good, I'm afraid. Something about the thicker nougat and the presence of nuts means that the Snickers doesn't respond as well to such an intense heating process. Although, if you see a Snickers being sold in a pub, the warm atmosphere will have made it nice and gooey, an essential purchase. And you find that it has become somewhat lumpy, almost solid in places. Try it, but only so you can say you have. Jim's Chocolate Mission said, deep-fried Snickers, you say? Man, that's some serious comfort food. The calories in that would be ridiculous. I'm pretty skeptical about the deep-fried chocolate in general. I chill most of my chocolate, so going completely the other end of the spectrum seems a tad weird to me. Definitely something I'm going to have to try at some point, though. I just Google image searched deep-fried Snickers. Looks interesting, to say the least. Irish Colin said, I have to admit that I love the Snickers. It's the only bar out there that makes me feel satisfied.
Hang on a minute. You have to do that in an Irish accent.
Roy, I'm not sure which one it is, but yes, it's even worth the 320 calories. Got to get those nuts. Jim's Chocolate Mission said, it's 320 plus calories of pure gold. Worth every single bite, in my opinion. I think this bar is definitely the best. Served chilled makes the nougat nice and thick and the caramel more chewy. I could go for one right now. Well, we're just out of time on this review, but I think I'm going to have to be back to the chocolate mission for some more. We'll go offline and quickly discuss our favourites.